The defense called their first witness, January the 24th day. Bruno then took the stand, on the Bible his hand, and he swore that the truth he would say. On the 28th he admitted that he lied to the New York police. In a voice hoarse and bold, and his story he told, told the jury he was with his knees. Bruno Hoffman was cross-examined, and this was what he told. Said it was the wish of Isidor Fish that he kept the shoebox of gold. But he wouldn't explain the address that is found in his small closet wall. First he answered with yes, then he said no, I guess. And the jury listened to it all. When they asked why he hid that money in the wall with the auger hole, well, he mumbled a sigh, trying hard to reply just how to explain his bankroll. He denied that piece of pine wood. He denied about the ladder, too. He denied every word the jury had heard, and he said that each word was untrue. On the 13th day of February, the judge charged the jury, and he said, judge him fair when you all get in there and deliberate honestly. On the jury set four good women. On the jury set eight good men. When the jury came out, not a face had a doubt. They had dealt true justice then. Oh, the story is worth repeating. It's a story that ends the same. When a man goes astray, there's a price he must pay. He's the only one who's to blame. On the last great day in heaven, when the master calls out each name, will you stand with the blessed in eternal rest, or will you have to answer some shame?